Welcome to the Simply Be Sustainable podcast. I'm Brooke Chase, your host and tree hugger new bestie. I'm on a mission to live a more fulfilling life with less. Less stuff, less waste, less stress, and more of what really matters. Join me each week for personal stories, tips, and simple swaps. Together, we'll learn to live simply, be simple, and simply be for a greener, brighter future, one episode at a time. Let's get to it. Hello and welcome to Simply Be Sustainable. I am Brooke Chase. I'm your host. And today I have such an amazing episode for you guys. This is episode 6 in the Earth Day series, which are basically my favorite sustainable swaps so that you guys can celebrate Earth Day every day forever. But yeah, these are my favorite ones in no particular order, but we're on number 6 and today we're talking about shaving. So these are swapping your disposable razor for a reusable razor. That's what we're going to be talking about today, but I'm going to do a simple confession. We're going to have a simple joke, a simple beer, and I have a lot in store for you guys. And before we go, so this is also episode 17, I think. I have some big news. We have hit officially over 500 downloads. So I just wanted to take a moment to thank everyone for listening. I am very, very grateful for you. And so I switched it up today. I'm not doing a headphones or a microphone. I'm just going to talk to you guys. So thank you for 500 downloads and now you get less. So, all right. So the simple truth. Now, this is an episode about razors. And so this is the simple truth behind how many plastic razors are thrown away in the United States each year. The number is 2 billion. 2 billion plastic razors end up in the landfills in the United States each year. According to Medium.com, tip to tip, that is enough razors to go around the world 5 times. You guys, what the freak? 5 times every year. So we're just wrapping razors around the world. We have to just like use the same razor. I'm going to show you how to do it. And it's actually the best shave I've ever had. Like when I share these swaps with you, these are ones that like I don't go back. I mean, I don't, there's only like been one or two that I've actually gone back, but I mean, this swap is a good one. Like it will be better. It will be better. So, all right, that's what we're talking about today. That's the simple truth. According to Medium.com, tip to tip, 2 billion plastic razors are being thrown away in the United States each year, which is enough to go around the world 5 times. All right, so this is my simple confession. First of all, the razor is called a safety razor. Okay, so I'm going to put it in the show notes. Mine is just off Amazon. I think it's, oh my gosh, it's like $9 or something. Here it is. Amazon, mine is Rose Gold Double Edge Safety Razor for women, but it could be for men. It even says reusable also for men. It's a 10 platinum coated double edge safety razor blade, and it is literally $9.99. Okay. Now mine is like rose gold because I love mixed metal and I love rose gold. So that's the one that I picked. but it comes with razors. The simple confession is that this razor that's in here is seriously the same razor. I have never changed it. I know that's probably kind of gross, but I'm going to change it with you guys today because I need to, because it's starting to actually get a little bit dull. But I've literally had this razor in here since like August. So September, October, November, almost a year. It's like 9 months of shaving with the same thing. And I still get like a close, good, amazing shave. So, okay, that's my simple confession. But that also means that the razors last a really long time. And I have 50 of them. And they were probably like less than $20. All right, so first I'm just going to give you like a quick of which one's which. So this is the safety razor, $10, amazing. This is the one I recommend. Now, I started out with this one. It's called the Leaf Razor, and I love the company. I was getting the commercials. It's beautiful. It's weighted. It has like this spring, which is like really good. I wash these. That's why they're wet, but I mean, it's a great razor. For me, for some reason, I don't know why, it wasn't good for me. I was like getting razor bumps and stuff. But the reviews are great. I know people that have it. It is more expensive. It's like in the 80s, maybe like 70s-ish dollars. But I really loved the shave of this. I don't know. I felt like it just was giving me razor burn. So, but try them both, you know, if you want to. Otherwise, just get this one for $10 on Amazon. I don't know. It's a safety razor. I even got the little stand for it, so I just use it for this one because this was the one from Leaf. But like, that's so cute. Like, wouldn't you rather look at this beautiful little mixed metal artwork piece of thing that's in your shower as opposed to like a plastic piece of junk they have to keep on buying? Anyways, I don't. I'm going to talk about that one today. Now, I will say there is a learning curve. So when I first got this razor, I was cutting myself a lot. So like, if you're thinking about giving this to your kid, like, no, don't do that. But like, you're gonna cut yourself a little bit when you first get it. But I stuck with it. And now, I mean, I very rarely ever cut myself. And I get the closest best shave ever. I use it everywhere, you know. So wherever you shave, you can use this. And it's a great shave. I mean, I don't use, I do have like a bar soap shaving cream thing, but it's not like it gets like sudsy. I just use like regular soap. But yeah, I mean, I can't say enough about it. It gives me a close shave. It lasts. And it ha even has both sides. So I guess I'll just show you guys real quick how it works. But that was my simple confession. So all you're gonna do is like, so for this one, you just turn this thing. And then the razors just get loose, and then you can take them out. Was gonna do this with you guys, but I don't see the thingy. Maybe that's why I haven't done it yet, because I forget how. Oh, shit. Oh, I know. I forgot. Okay, you just twist this. This little part here comes off. So you just twist this off. I don't know why it's not coming. It actually usually works very easily. Righty tighty, lefty loosey. I just don't want to like cut myself while I'm like literally doing this. But all you do is twist this off, and then you put the blade on each side, and then you twist it back on. It's like the simplest thing. Sorry, I like forgot for a second. But yeah, so that's how it works. And like I said, you can use both sides of it. So there's this side and this side. And you just have to make sure you really get it at like a 45 degree angle, because if you kind of like don't, that's when you go, ooh. Once you get the hang of it, it's really good. Do do. And this, like, yeah, it's great. Seriously great. All right. That's really honestly it. The beer of the week, I had this beer at Earth Day. It's called Compass Rose IPA. Now, I am not an IPA, but I absolutely loved this beer. It's from Service Brewing, which is local in Savannah, but it also won the Puppy Bowl in the news, apparently. Oh no, that's another one. Here it is, sorry. An aromatic and refreshing IPA with juicy notes of pink grapefruit, citrus peel, and a hint of pine. The hops are Citra and Mosaic. It's 6.6 ABV. The IBU is 56, and it comes in cans, and they have it all year round. So if you want to try a very light, drinkable, refreshing beer, that's a good one. I'll probably be posting that on my Instagram. What else? So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that my skin is looking pretty good. These are just red marks from like old zits. I feel like something's happening right here. I'm not sure what that is. But yeah, these are just old guys that they're that's just what my face looks like. But other than that, my face is like completely clear. So yeah, try ClearStem, use code BrookChase, and you'll get a discount. And so will I. I'm very excited. I paid my rent and I'm getting my car fixed. That's why I'm doing this at 11:40 because I need new brakes. And yeah, so if you want to help me buy brakes, get ClearStem. What else? Frownies, code simple will get you 10% off. Oh, I know why. And I'm telling you all this because a lot of people are having some really good Earth Day sales right now. So if you've been wanting to try some sustainable products, now is a really good time. Like I think Bombas having a sale for like 20% off. Like there's some really good sales out. So it's a really good time to try any of these sustainable products. So here's some of my favorite. I just discovered a company called Papaya. And they are a Swedish cloth company. I am in the works of hopefully, I mean, this one's kind of dirty, but this is basically what they are, Swedish towel. But yeah, so check them out. Another one is Pact. I just bought, this is actually a Pact bra, but I told you guys I was going to find some underpinnings that were sustainable. Amazing, super comfortable, super soft, packed. I've only tried the bra, but I just ordered some underwear. So if you need some sustainably sourced cotton, packed is a good one. PACT. I told you about Leaf. Another one, if you are local, even if you're not, if you want to support Lightfoot, which is like a low carbon footprint store, like a refillery, but you can just also order products that are sustainable from there too. If you're looking for some toothpaste, Huppy, like tooth anything, Huppy is like my favorite brand. They're like chewable tablets instead of toothpaste, so great day to stock up on some toothpaste and all the things for your mouth. And I talked about plant paper, toilet paper. Oh my God, it's the best toilet paper, change your life. And then Bombas socks. So those are the my like top favorite sustainable brands that I thought of that I think are having some really good Earth Day sales. So I figured I'd pass that on to you guys. I know Frownies is having a big Earth Day sale, so check them out. Code simple. And then I have a joke of the week for you guys. All right, so a cowboy walked into a bar shop. A barber shop, sorry. Sat in the barber's chair and said, "I'll have a shave and a shoe shine." The barber lathered his face and started dropping the straight razor while a very busty woman knelt down and began to shine his shoes. The cowboy said, "Young lady, you and I should go and spend some time in a hotel room." The woman replied, "I'm married and my husband wouldn't like that." The cowboy said, "Tell him you're working overtime and I'll pay you the difference." Then the woman said, "You tell them he's, or you tell him he's the one shaving you." I thought that was great. So, anyways, that's your joke of the day. And again, this is a series about my favorite sustainable swaps. Basically, a sustainable swap just means you took one thing that was wasteful and swapped it with another thing that is no longer wasteful, and you are starting on your zero waste journey to simplify your life. You don't have to go buy razors anymore. Like, how much does that suck when you go to shave your legs and you're like, oh, I forgot a razor? That won't happen anymore because you'll get this, and you get 50 of these, and it will last you like a lifetime. I've been using this for 9 months. That's insane. Anyway, I love my safety razor. Like I said, there is a little bit of a learning curve, but I promise, stick with it and you're gonna love it. And I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for 500 downloads. And I don't know what we're gonna talk about tomorrow, but I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Simply Be Sustainable. If you liked what you heard, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Tag me and share things you learned, like or don't, on Instagram at simp.lee.be, or check out my website at simplybe.world to read my blog, try my unrecipes, or join my Facebook group. Remember, alone we can do a little, but together we simply do more. New shows drop every Thursday at 8 p.m. See you next time. Thanks for listening to another episode of Simply Be Sustainable. If you liked what you heard, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Tag me and share things you learned, like or don't, on Instagram at simp.lee.be, or check out my website at simplybe.world to read my blog, try my unrecipes, or join my Facebook group. Remember, alone we can do a little, but together we simply do more. New shows drop every Thursday at 8 p.m. See you next time.